Let's get a snapshot now of what's going on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, the House passed the extension of the payroll tax for one more year. It was a vote 234 to 193, but it contains that pipeline provision, which is a non-starter in the Senate. Meanwhile, the Senate is going to vote on two bills today requiring a balanced budget that have absolutely no chance of passing. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. We can get to the Senate in a minute. That 234 to 193 on the payroll tax, John, a pretty strong Republican showing, and it was not clear going into this vote yesterday evening that they would get anywhere close to that. But 234 votes, John Boehner got 10 Democrats to vote with him, only lost 14 Republicans. And here's what this means now. This now goes to the Senate, and John Boehner's bargaining position with the Senate is much, much stronger than it might have been if they had lost 20 or 30 Republicans and not gotten any Democrats, and this thing was on the cusp. But the House now feels like they've done their job. This has to go to the Senate. Let me just play you Eric Cantor from last night, and that'll set up where this thing might be going in the Senate, because there's about $1,000 to $1,200 for every single family that earns a paycheck. Listen to Eric Cantor.
Harry Reid has now in his lap a bill that will stave off tax increases for everyone who has a job in this country, and will make sure that we get back on the path to job creation. It's time for the rhetoric that has come from Senate Democrats as well as the White House to start matching reality.
You know, Eric Cantor, it seems to me, has a bit of a point. This pipeline project that environmentalists don't like and that the administration has tried to step away from does represent jobs. And intuitively, do they have a campaign issue here, the Republicans?
Jobs are the campaign issue. You put your finger on it. The Keystone Pipeline does represent some measure of instant jobs. Hard to say how many, maybe 5,000, maybe 20,000. Jobs are the campaign issue, and the White House doesn't want to get caught on the wrong side of this. That's what Republicans are trying to do, trying to box the president in, because if the oil sands pipeline gets going too soon or gets going at all, the president has a problem with environmental groups on the left who absolutely do not want this project and are frustrated with him. So they send it to the Senate, and the Democrats have their own political play. I want you to listen to Harry Reid quickly, because Harry Reid now has to find 60 votes for something different. He doesn't want this bill. Listen to Harry Reid.
The bill just passed by House Republicans tonight is a pointless partisan exercise. The bill is dead on arrival.
So it's not even going to get to the veto point, right? It won't make it through the Senate.
There is, this bill is under a veto threat, but the real veto pen is Harry Reid. This bill will never get to the White House. John, it's not just the pipeline. We're talking about the pipeline. Yes, it's a big deal, but Democrats don't like the way Republicans' bill from the House is paid for. It's paid for by freezing federal worker pay, freezing federal pensions. It also takes billions from federal subsidy programs meant to fund health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. You might call it Obamacare if you're a Republican. Democrats don't want to vote for that. That's their signature plan. They're not going to start using it as a funding mechanism for other things. The problem now is it's not clear where Harry Reid has 60 votes. The clock is ticking on this. They might be here through the weekend. And remember, this payroll tax and unemployment extension, while it does mean about $1,200 in real paycheck money for every single one of us who earns a paycheck, it's also now connected to a big government spending bill. These two things are linked, and they all have to get done. So a little unclear where this is going by the end of the week.
Which sounds like business as usual there on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.